Good afternoon. Well, we've spent the last few weeks, really, as we've read through Psalms, talked about Psalms in class and things like that, we spent really our time focusing on Psalms of Lament and those cries for help. Yesterday, as we were just as a family enjoying the snow, watching it come down, getting out and playing in it, hearing the peace and the calmness and that sense of quiet, the stillness, seeing just the beauty and the purity, and we just found ourselves, you know, rejoicing, praising, just full of joy and thanksgiving. So I thought, and then also anticipating that we'd probably do something a little different today with our timing, I thought I'd take a break from talking a little bit about reconciliation, forgiveness anyway. So just made sense to me anyway to spend a little bit of time thinking about Psalms of praise. And so if you would open up to Psalm 146, what I'd like to do today is spend our time hearing some of these psalms of praises, and from a few different perspectives. The last five psalms in the book of Psalms, 146, 47, 48, 49, 50, are all psalms of praise. You'll notice the phrase at the beginning, "Praise the Lord" or "Praise Yah," and each psalm ends with that same phrase. Each psalm's bookended by this call to praise, and in between, and the content of each psalm is just calling all creation it is to praise. There's a bit of a progression where the psalms the first one is this individual call. Then you'll see, okay, let's the congregation or the community come together to join in praise. By the time you get to 148, let's call all creation, heaven and earth, let's all come together and praise God. And then by the very end, this series of psalms ends with everything that has breath, right? Just praise God. And so it's drawing us upward to praise God. So I'd like to spend the next few minutes reading these psalms together. So let's hear these psalms. Let's meditate on them as I read. Even join in your hearts in praying these things as I read through them. But we'll pick up in Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise Yahweh, O my soul. I will praise Yahweh while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not trust in princes, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs. He returns to the earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is Yahweh his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. Yahweh sets the prisoners free. Yahweh opens the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises up those who are bowed down. Yahweh loves the righteous. Yahweh protects the stranger. He supports the fatherless and the widow. He thwarts the way of the wicked. Yahweh will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for it's good to sing praises to our God, for it's pleasant and praise is becoming. Yahweh builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He gives name to all of them. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. Yahweh supports the afflicted. He brings down the wicked to the ground. Sing to Yahweh with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God on the lyre, who covers the heavens with clouds, who provides rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food, to the young ravens which cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He does not take pleasure in the legs of a man. Yahweh favors those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness or steadfast love. Praise Yahweh, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your sons with you. He makes peace in your borders. He satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends forth his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts forth ice as fragments. Who can stand before his cold? Appropriate timing for that line. He sends forth his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He declares his words to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for his ordinances, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Yahweh from the heavens. Praise Him in all the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all stars of light. Praise Him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for He commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He's made a decree which will not pass away. Praise Yahweh from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow, clouds, stormy winds, fulfilling His word, mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things, winged fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven, and He has lifted up a horn for His people. Praise for all His godly ones, for the sons of Israel, a people near Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to Yahweh a new song, His praise in the congregation of the godly ones. Let Israel be glad in His Maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing. Let them sing praises to Him with timbrel and lyre. For Yahweh takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the afflicted ones with salvation. Let the godly ones exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yahweh. Praise the Lord. You know, when you love something or someone, praise just flows naturally, right? You don't have to be commanded to praise or told to praise, but it's just this natural thing. When you enjoy something, you praise. And the reality is you want to invite others to do the same. If you think your child is cute, you say, "Isn't that sweet," right? Or your wife is beautiful. Doesn't she look pretty today, right? I mean, we just do that naturally with the things that we love and the things that we enjoy. We offer up praise and we invite others to praise. How much more the one who absolutely is worthy of all praise, honor, glory, dominion, power, authority, kingdoms forever and ever, right? Well, the thing with the Psalms, right, they're scriptures that are meant to be read. They're meant to be meditated on, as we see in the first psalm. Chew on this, right? Day and night meditation. They're prayers as well. So not just scriptures that are meant to be read and meditated on. They're prayers that are meant to be prayed. And so it's a valuable exercise, whether on our own or as a congregation, to just pray through psalms as well. But they're also songs that are meant to be sung. And that's one aspect of the psalm sometimes that maybe we don't get to benefit from singing. So what I want to do for the next few minutes is take an opportunity to sing a couple songs that are at least some in the wording, some just in the concepts are rooted in some of the things we just read. So if you would open up to song number 9 in our books. I'd like us to sing these two songs that are songs of praise. The first one, number 9, you'll recognize the language is taken right out of Psalm 148. But let's all stand as we sing these two songs together. I think you can see why God intends psalms to be sung, right? There's something about music, right, that can do something to not only help bring something out of us, but also put something into us, right? And so we see God's wisdom and His love in that. I'd like to reread Psalms 146 through 150 again. Hopefully our as the song Fount of Every Blessing says, hopefully our hearts have been tuned a little bit more now to hear this even more than we did when we sang it the first time. Praise the Lord. Praise Yahweh, O my soul. I will praise Yahweh while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not trust in princes, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs. He returns to the earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in Yahweh his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. Yahweh sets the prisoners free. Yahweh opens the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises up those who are bowed down. Yahweh loves the righteous. Yahweh protects the stranger. He supports the fatherless and the widow, but he thwarts the way of the wicked. Yahweh will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for it's good to sing praises to our God, for it's pleasant and praise is becoming. Yahweh builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He gives names to all of them. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. Yahweh supports the afflicted. He brings down the wicked to the ground. Sing to Yahweh with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God on the lyre, who covers the heavens with clouds, who provides rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food, to the young ravens which cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He does not take pleasure in the legs of man. Yahweh favors those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness. Praise Yahweh, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He's blessed your sons within you. He makes peace in your borders. He satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends forth his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts forth ice as fragments. Who can stand before his cold? He sends forth his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He declares his words to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for his ordinances, they've not known them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Yahweh from the heavens. Praise him in all the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which will not pass away. Praise Yahweh from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children, let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. And he's lifted up a horn for his people, praise for all his godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to Yahweh a new song, his praise in the congregation of the godly ones. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing. Let them sing praises to him with timbrel and lyre, for Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the afflicted ones with salvation. Let the godly ones exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yahweh. Praise the Lord. You know, when you just just stop and look out, right? And you can just see what the psalmist is doing, where you know, just man, the snowstorm, praise God. Man, the lightning that comes down from the sky, praise God. It's giving glory to God. Man, you look at the way God values old people and little children. Praise God. I mean, it's just this life of meditation and reflection that comes to see everything under the hand of God, under the power and authority of God, and responding in prayer. Open up to Ephesians 1, if you would. The Psalms aren't the only praise songs in the Bible. Paul writes to the Ephesians and begins this letter with another song of praise, this just beautiful, flowing praise of God. And I want to read, well, let me say this before I read through it so that we kind of maybe have this in mind when we're reading it. One of the things I think that we see that happens in Jesus and the gospel, and it's clear in this song, this praise statement by Paul, is that the gospel transforms the praises of Israel and the praises that we see in the psalm in at least a couple ways. One is there's new layers of blessing and just things to stop and pause and be in awe of that are added because of what God's done in Jesus. In fact, the things that Paul's going to list in verses 3 through 14, they're just new and more than what we would have read in those psalms of praise. So that's one way of transforming, by just adding a whole new level or layers of things to praise God for. The other is its power over the lament, right? And so we think about in Psalms how the first, you know, couple, you know, third or so of the Psalms is not exclusively lament, but it's by and large lots of laments, cries for help. But by the end of the book of Psalms, you've got generally more praises. I mean, think of what the gospel does in terms of meeting us in our suffering, speaking to us in our suffering, and the ability to take that suffering and raise it up and transform it into rejoicing, into hope, into even praise. And what strikes me about this particular praise song when Paul's writing it is he's in prison, suffering, right? And it's not like, you know, he's at a 5-star hotel just hanging up with a chain, right? He talks about it as tribulation in the middle of chapter 3, right? So this is not, you know, a walk in the park for him. He's suffering. But if he didn't mention his chains and he didn't mention that word tribulation in chapter 3, you'd never get that from this letter, because he's just so overwhelmed by who our God is, what he's done for Jesus, and all the blessings that he's poured out. And so what the gospel has done is taken even our laments and transformed them. And that doesn't mean that we still don't sing those songs of lament. But that provides this space for us, and we recognize, again, the gospel can still bring us from lament to praise. And so I'd like to read Ephesians 1, 3 through 14 again with you. And let's again continue thinking about praising our Father in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, having predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven, things on the earth. In whom also you've obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who are the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory. In whom you also, after listening to the message of truth, the good news of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory. And in the spirit of the psalmist, following his lead, praise the Lord. So let our lives, as we just take time to look at the beauty of the snow from this weekend and the peace of it and just the marvel and the magnitude of it. Let that give us an occasion to stop and praise the Lord. And everywhere as we go, as we walk by the way, as we lie down and when we rise up, to borrow language from Deuteronomy 6, they're just all around us occasions for us to stop and see the hand of our God and see the wisdom and beauty and might of our God and to just praise Him, to let that inspire praise and adoration and admiration and all sorts of rejoicing in Him and so much more when we do what we've just done and eat His bread or eat His body and drink His blood and take in deeply the death of our Lord and Savior. How much more should that inspire rejoicing? How much more should that fill our hope and lead us to praise our God? Let's be praising our God together. Father, we praise You. You are the Creator and King of creation. You commanded and all creation came forth in obedience to Your word. You created man in Your image, crowned us with glory and honor, and that shows Your majesty and Your might. You destroyed the world in flood, and You brought Noah and his family safely through. You made promises to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You rescued His descendants from slavery. You redeemed them and saved them and brought them through the Red Sea. You brought them to Mount Sinai and made covenant with them, revealed Yourself in smoke and thunder and fire, pillar of cloud, pillar of fire, led them in the wilderness. You brought them into the land of Canaan, and You overthrew their enemies before them, and You gave them a land to settle, and You gave them houses that they did not build, and vineyards and farms that they did not plant. And even as you spoke with them in their rebellion, you showed Yourself to be patient and merciful and full of steadfast love. And yet, ultimately, You showed Yourself to be full of judgment and justice, and You brought them into exile according to Your word, but You also brought them back, and You brought them to the land, and You were with them as You continued to speak to them through the promises of Your prophets and the promises of the Psalms that nurtured their hearts until the Messiah came. And You brought about great things in Jesus as He was born, and we sang this morning the praise that surrounded His birth, the awe that surrounded His life and His teaching and the mighty words that He proclaimed, the mighty deeds that He performed in giving sight to the blind and opening the ears of the deaf and cleansing lepers and raising the dead. And all of that anticipated the great work that He would accomplish on the cross when He was rejected, and He suffered, and He died to deal with sin, to show Your power, to show Your wisdom, to show Your love, and rendering powerless Him who had the power of death, taking that power base away from Him and giving us the forgiveness of sins. And then You raised Him from the dead, and with that gave us the promise that we would be raised from the dead as well. You exalted Him to Your right hand. You poured forth Your Spirit to usher in Your blessing, to usher in forgiveness and cleansing and life. And You've redeemed us, and You've loved us, and You've saved us and done so much for us in Jesus. And we look forward to the day that Christ will return, and we will be raised up imperishable to share in Your glory and see You face to face when death will be no more and He returns the kingdom to You, that You would be all in all. You are worthy of praise. You've done all these things, and You will fulfill Your word and give us that inheritance and that heritage and that sharing with You in Your kingdom for the ages to come, forever and ever. We praise You because You are worthy. Regardless of what we experience of good or bad, You are worthy, but that we've known so much blessing that only magnifies our praise that much more. In the name of Jesus, we praise You. Amen. Well, still extend an invitation. If you're struggling in any way, need our prayers, have sin that you need to confess in we could pray with you for that. We'd love to help you. And if you're ready to put on Christ in baptism and begin your walk with Jesus today, raised to walk a new life, we'd love to help you with that. If there's anything we can do, please come forward as we stand and sing.